Well, the one thing that stands out is our defensive line, our pass rush, as we've been getting after a lot of quarterbacks, it's hard to be successful, you know, offensively if the defensive line is getting the pressure they're getting. You know, in a passing league, you know, your quarterbacks, you know, their timing, you know, offenses obviously are all about timing. If our D-line is getting up to that second level and moving quarterbacks, either getting them on the ground or making them throw the ball before they want to, that is, you know, glaring for me, or as far as defensively, that's the one thing that stands out. There are guys moving all over the place. But, you know, it just says all the guys on our defensive line are so athletic that they can play a number of positions on that defensive line and give offenses fits with the things they can do. They all pass rush really hard. I mean, they're going to use him to rush the passer. You know, he's going to be an all-around type of guy. He's a guy who can play physical against the run, too. You know, run-down plays, run-down running backs, quarterbacks, everyone. You know, talking about athleticism again, you know, what we can do with Shea and Pep, you know, and Henry Melton, you know, a lot of these guys is put them in different situations where, you know, we can take advantage of, you know, offensive weaknesses. I mean, you know, I think it's early. I think offenses, they click and mesh better as the season goes along. Typically, you know, by the end of the year, offenses should be clicking, you know, at a full head of steam. But, you know, guys are defenses, you know, everyone gets paid. We're smart guys, too. And on the defensive side, you know, guys, we have a good idea of what offenses are, how they're going to try to hurt you. So it's being aware and being sharp. Well, it's nice. It's really nice. It's nice to see them do that kind of stuff at practice, in walkthroughs, you know, because we know that he's making an effort, you know, a real effort to do it all the time, you know. So it's come to we expect that. We expect that from everyone, though. We expect that from everyone in that defensive backfield. I think this is a team effort, you know, and each team, each phase will be able to lean on one another, you know, throughout the year, you know. And, you know, early on in this year, you know, the offense has been able to lean on the defense a little bit. And there will come a point this year where the defense is going to have to lean on the offense. So it works. You know, we're both going to have to lean on special teams. So it's what we call a team effort. They have a lot of weapons. You know, they have weapons over there. And Tony Romo, he can get out of that pocket really quick and create more time. You know, I think that's something that they practice a lot is because he's so good at getting out of the pocket. Once he rolls out, you know, they create some space and they know, you know, it's time for me to really get open now, you know, so that I can catch this pass. It's coming. Well, I mean, Felix Jones, fast running back, you know, they had a good combination of him and Marion Barber, and they had a choice also as a, you know, the three-headed running back deal. But, you know, Murray he's just been a guy who has played well. You know, he's fast, he's tough, you know, he gets his head in there in between tackles. So, like I said, we got to be sharp. You know, we got to be sharp. As long as we're sharp and everybody gets their head and hat in the gap and play disciplined football, we'll be all right. I'd like to, you know, I'd love to get after the quarterback, but, you know, that's the way it is, you know, and I'm actually happy, you know, if we're not, you know, blitzing the quarterback and you can get a four-man rush, you know, it's great for the team. You got to be locked in on your job. You got to be disciplined. You know, when he starts to scramble, you got to find a receiver and plaster him. You know, you just and defensively or D-line has to keep him in the pocket. You know, we have to do a good job of keeping him in the pocket, not allowing him to create more time because, you know, you get enough time on any defense and you'll find a hole.